Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, 6:44. This is a real treat for our 6 o'clock listeners because this man knows football like nobody knows football. He's got the award-winning GM Shuffle podcast. He writes for TheAthletic.com, and he is the author of the incredibly great football book, Gridiron Genius. Mr. Mike Lombardi's out of line. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Angelo. Hello, everyone. Hope you're doing good.
No, we're not doing good at all, Mike, because last Sunday, that was a horrible loss in Washington, and we would like your thoughts to begin with on how bad that loss was.
Well, we talked about it on Friday. Look, the strength of their team was the defensive front, right? You had to get control of the defensive front. You had to try to help your quarterback out, protect them, do the things. When you only run the ball 17 times in a game when you have a lead by 17 points, essentially, you know, you've got to pace that game a little bit better. And you know, they gave up less than 4 yards per play defensively, but they did things that I think cost you football games, throwing the 2 interceptions, missed field goals, which are turnovers, you know, but all is not lost. I mean, the reality of it is that defensive front is going to cause a lot of problems for a lot of teams, especially in light that the Eagles were missing Lane Johnson and several other guys that usually start for them, especially Brandon Brooks. But life goes on. You've got to move on to the next game, and you've got to hopefully learn from those mistakes and get better this week against the Rams.
I don't think they're learning from the mistakes, Mike. I tell you, Doug is a great guy. Love talking to him every Monday. He was testy on Monday when I suggested what you just did, that when you're up 17-0 against a team with no offense, you got to play it a little safer. And he said, I'm never taking my foot off the gas. I'm always going for it. 17 points doesn't win most games. Who's right here? Philosophically, don't you have to adjust your style of what's happening in the game and who your opponent is?
Well, I think you have to. And I think there's two things fans have to look at that never is talked about on television. You have to understand who's in control and who's in the lead. And I think when those two things are similar, I'm in control of the game and I'm also in the lead, then you do things differently. You know, I never felt like, and look, I'm not advocating running the football. I'm not a believer that you can score points running. However, I am a believer in protecting the quarterback and helping the quarterback out a little bit by running and controlling the pace of the game. Controlling the pace of the game. So let's take the play, the first interception. You come out after the 2-minute warning, right? And so usually what you'd like to do there is have a control pass, some kind of way, either run, control pass, so that clock starts to run. Because everybody's in a panic in 2 minutes. You have plenty of time. No matter where the ball is, you have plenty of time. And sometimes you need that clock to work in your favor because you want to go in at halftime. The worst thing you want to do when you got that ball was to go in giving up points. You want to go in 17-0. That's the goal there. Now, you want to score, too. But you got a bad route on the outside, you got a bad throw, and you got an interception. The next thing you know, you put Washington back in the game. I wrote about it in my book. The final, the middle eight of football is so important. The last 4 minutes of the first half and the first 4 minutes of the second half. That's where most games are often decided.
That's a great explanation of what's going on. Let's talk about the guy who is making a lot of the bad decisions, Carson Wentz. Same routine happens all the time with Carson, Mike. Gunslinger, doesn't like to throw the ball away, loves to just hold on, duck the sacker, and get the playoff. How do you teach him to be wiser in those situations.
Look, you got to take the profits. I mean, the one thing is he's going to learn is because he's going to get hurt. I mean, I said to my buddy, I'm watching the game on Sunday at the Borgata, and I said to my buddy Bill, I'm like, look, in the first quarter, he's going to get hurt here. Like, this is in the first quarter. Again, who's in control and who's in the lead, right? And at some point, you got to realize that you can't protect them. And so you got to be able to get the – he's got to throw the ball quicker. It's got to be more rhythm throws, get it out of his hand quicker. And he's back there holding it, and he's holding it, and sometimes it's not the coach's fault because we know Wentz wants to throw the ball to certain people. He's got to let it go. He's got to check it down. I understand they didn't have their back. I mean, Boston's got the nice change of pace back, but he's not a bell cow back, right?
Right.
So you're going to have some way where you can throw it and have some control passes to get the ball – not necessarily always in the hands of Wentz, but take some of the pressure off of him.
I'm just really curious. If I have to blame somebody more, do I blame the coach or the quarterback?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both.
No, I need one or the other more. Even if it's 51-49. Come on, Mike, just give me one.
Over here. You're going to solve the crime. You know, I got to think it's Wentz because he's back there.
Yep.
He's got to let the ball go, and he's got to take the profits. You know, like there's always profit. You're not going to hit a three-run homer at every time at bat. But you've got to take the profits. Move the ball down the field. Live for another play. You know, and when you have your shot down the field, you hit it, you don't overthrow it.
All right, Mike, couple of stats here as we look to the Rams on Sunday. One is the Eagles gave up 8 sacks and 14 hurries in the game against Washington. Aaron Donald had 10 pressures himself against the Cowboys. How dangerous is this matchup, that line against Aaron Donald?
Well, look, the number one objective in the game, the way you lose the game, on Tuesday when you put the game plan in, the surest way to lose the game is if you don't double Donald on every play. That's the surest way to lose the game because he's going to cause problems. So you got to double him on every play. Wherever he is, you've got to make sure you've got a half a man on each side of him. Because he's too good if he gets isolated on a guard. You got to take your chances with blockers. You got to take your chances with all these other guys, you know, and then you've got to make sure that you don't let Donald beat him. And you've got to be able to wear him down a little bit. You got to can't just let him get off the ball and run it or pass rush every single play. He's in incredible shape. He plays hard every single play. You've got to wear him down. Now, you've got to get the ball out of your hand quick. And then once you wear him down, you've got a chance to make some plays on the other side against the Rams. Because look, why go after their best corner, Jalen Ramsey? Their secondary, go after somebody else back there, and I think you can definitely do that. I mean, the key to this game is twofold, right? So the Eagles have to put pressure on Goff. The Eagles' defensive line played really good last week. I mean, they knocked – I mean, Haskins didn't beat them. I mean, let's just be clear here. Haskins didn't beat them. They beat themselves. And they put a lot of pressure on Haskins. They're going to have to put a lot of pressure on Goff. To win this game, they got to knock Goff down early, early in the game, and make Goff feel that he's going to be uncomfortable all day.
All right. Now, Mike, before I get your pick, it's a weird thing. You know, there's no fans in our ballpark. Pennsylvania's being careful with the virus. Is there still such a thing as home field advantage when your fans aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think you saw it in Washington. I mean, here you are, no fans in the stands. You're down 17-0 last week, and they still came back and won.
Right?
So, I mean, that's the second time against Ron Rivera that the Eagles have had a 17-point lead and lost it. Think about that. That's the second time it's happened. And so once was in Philadelphia and once was in Washington when they played Carolina. So, you know, you have to get the team to a level to where they can play at a highest level and not rely on the fans. And look, the way you got embarrassed last week, if that doesn't motivate you to play better, I don't know what will.
All right, before you pick, I have one other non-Eagles question to ask you about, Mike. It involves Bill Belichick, who I like less with every day that passes. And Bill Belichick now appears to be trolling Tom Brady, the man who won him 6 championships. He's talking about this week the Patriots facing Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. And listen to how he gushes about Wilson.
This guy's a tremendous player. Honestly, I think he's, you know, in a way maybe underrated by the media or the fans. I don't know. But, I mean, I don't really see anybody better than this player.
He's trolling Brady, isn't he, Mike?
No, not at all. I mean, I think he's speaking the truth about Russell Wilson. I mean, Russell Wilson is truly one of the best players. He doesn't always get talked about like that, But me as an idiot, I mean, I always pick three games on my podcast, and I thought Atlanta would play better against them, and I took Atlanta in the points. Like, and I knew when I did it that the Russell Wilson factor was in there. Look, here's a guy that's really never allowed to participate in the games in the first half. The Seahawks were 29th in the National Football League last year in passing attempts in the first half. And the key to football, and it didn't happen for the Eagles on Sunday, is to get the lead and play from in front after halftime. And Wilson's always been a great fourth-quarter quarterback. He's always been the guy that they've said, okay, Russell, we've done everything we can. Now you go win the game. And he typically does.
All right, that's great. Right? Well, let's do it. I'm talking about the greatest quarterback that ever lived, Tom Brady.
But he's not playing Brady, Angela. You're making a story out of no story. He's playing Russell Wilson.
He went out of his way. You work with those guys. Did you ever hear Belichick say that about Brady? One time?
All the time.
Not publicly. Brady. You're doing a cover-up, Lombardi. I know this deal. All right, Mike, without further ado, this is a big...
I love it.
No, Mike, this is big to Philadelphia. I don't have to tell you that. You live here now. Mike, we need this win, and you're the expert. Eagles, Rams, Sunday. Who you got?
Look, let's do some background here. So the Lions come out. The Vegas boys knows what's going on. The Eagles is a three-point favorite when the line came out.
Yep.
Right? And then everybody jumped all over the Rams because that's what they saw last.
Yep.
And now it's a pick-em game.
Yep.
And I think this is a really hard matchup for the Rams. I think it's a really hard matchup for the Rams because I don't think the Rams can block them. And I think when you hit Goff in the mouth, I think Goff is really I think Sean McVay is a great coach. Great coach. I would have given Sean McVay $35 million before I gave Jared Goff $35 million. There's no doubt in my mind. I've said that numerous times. Every throw Goff makes, when you watch him, it's bootleg, it's some separate the defense throw. It rarely does he have to have unique skills to make throws. Rarely. And I think the Eagles will put pressure on him. I think the Eagles, the way they play their wide nine, it's going to be hard to run those boots consistently. I like the matchup for Philly a lot. They've got to protect and double Donald, but I think they're going to be able to move the football. I like Philly to win the game outright.
Wow. You got to score like 10, 13, maybe a nice easy win, no?
No, Angela, there's no easy win in this week. I mean, I think it's going to be a 27-17 type of game. I think eventually they'll wear them down. Look, the Rams are making the West Coast trip, the humidity, all that. You got to take advantage of that.
And that is why his book is called Gridiron Genius. Mike, love you, man. Talk next
week. Angela. Thank you, everyone.
Mike Lombardi.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.